Good morning. It is Sunday and tomorrow is Monday, and then you can do your work the whole week, or maybe you will do other things than your work. And it's good that we could worship the Lord in our songs this morning, and then you may walk this week with Him. It is not that everybody will see at you and you are a good boy or a good girl or a good wife or man, but that you are good for God. That you are salt in this world. And salt is not always that doesn't taste well, but it will cleanse. We will hear this morning how we can be salt in this world for the Lord. We are living in and to the kingdom of God, but we are also in this world. In the kingdom of God, we may seek it, we may long after it, and in His rightness will we be. But we might preach the kingdom nowadays in the world. The kingdom will come with power, and we can come in the kingdom as a child, trust the Lord, and we can receive the kingdom as a child. Jesus Christ is our Savior, and you have to believe and have faith in Him. And then you can go into the kingdom. And then you are worthy to come into the kingdom of God. An important text is, we are waiting. Romans 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And it can be in us. And the kingdom of the Lord comes, and the nature, all the nature and all the creation will rejoice and be new. Everything will be new. But it's not the reality of now. It is our waiting and our longing. And it is living in us now. If we have not the kingdom of God in our heart, we are living without God. And we will have liars and war and fear, etc. in this world. But we may be as children in the world, as is in this world, children of God. Many times our own me is important, and the world has a need, a recovering, so that there can be righteousness, and we can choose because between the kingdom of the world, the kingdom of God, and it is easy. It looks easy, but sometimes it is not so easy. Our cheese, if we will know God and will belong to Him, then we have to to do it every day, not only tomorrow and next week or maybe next year. No, we have to follow him and walk with him every day. God wants you. So with God, you will be obedient to his word and to his will. And you will bear fruit. But you can also choose something else in things of the world. And Hosea 6 verse 7, we have not followed him. Of 7 verse 6. 6 verse 7. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me there, says the Lord. Yes, we has eaten from the fruit, but from who God said, you may not do that, you shouldn't do it. But we did. Adam did. And also, we do it in our own life. Take something that is not our own, but take something from somebody else. Steal something, lie, or are not on the way of God. And we will have experience in dark things sometimes, occult things. But we must stop with that kind of things, but for that is not the will of God. This God says itself. You can be a wise man. Jacob. James in James 1 verse 14. James 1 verse 14 and 15. James 1. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire and is dragged away and enticed. Yes. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. We need to have knowledge of God. One and the same God will not change. We have to choose to between the kingdom of earth or the kingdom of God. Many things we know already from the Bible. We know the evil things and the good things, but we may have the choice. We can have trust in God, faith in him, and to be obedient with him. Because we know and believe that God always the best things for us. He has always the best things for us in his plan. It is not something good, but it is totally good what he has from John 10 verse 10. John 10 verse 10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I, says this, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That you have the full life in Jesus Christ. Everything you can have. Do you trust him? Do you trust him when you are here in the church? That is easy, maybe, if we are together here, but it is his church. And do you trust him when you are on your work, at school, and home, in your family? Do you trust each other, or have you, in your marriage, in your teenage? But God is trustful. He is full of love, and he is trustworthy. And that also we can be in his name when we have faith in him. And then we can will and do the best for our neighbors. Do you also trust him in your work with your money? Do you trust him in everything? The Lord says you may give 10% of your money over your things to him. Malachi 3 verse 9 and 10. You are under in tithes of offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for that. I will prevent pests from your crops. The vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord. All the nation will call you, you are the blessed one, for yours will be the delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Will you give him all your things, or maybe 10%, or 90% is for you? Be wise. Trust the Lord. Not only with your money, but also with your identity, with your being, with your brains, with your sports, in everything you do. Maybe you have a powerful body, but is it from you? Is it your might and power? Do you trust God when you give it to him? And do you trust God also with your body? Because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That is not so easy. And when you are 13, 17 years, or 20 years, or an adult, will you be careful with your body to other people, for your friend and girlfriend? Or do you what you want and like? How are you looking to videos and films and movies? What kind do you see? Do you living as the do you are is your life as the lives of other people in the life in the world? It can be exciting. You need not fear it, but because God is your maker. Is his, you are his creation. You can walk in his way, in his ways. Sometimes you can miss that, but you can go back to him. The strategy of the devil is that you are not going back to the Lord, but that you're going back to your own will and the will of this world. We can say, okay, I can once a time I can do something else as the Lord wants, but that can be shame and can give sin and guilt. You can have wrong choices, just as Eve and Adam. And then we can we go away from God, and we will not seek him, but we will go away from him. That is also Eve and Adam, they get to. But we may bring it in the light. That is the best way to do. There is recovering. There is freedom for you. Go to him. There are also fathers and mothers here. Do you realize when you live in another way with each other than God wants, then it is not a blessing. It is the enemy that will deceive you. And also when your children see that, they will go also on a wrong way. But learn the children to go the way of the Lord. Take your phone. But how do you do your sexualities among each other? And read then also Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of your crops, with your bodies, etc., etc. So we are waiting for the phones, I think, for the question. I don't know. We are waiting.
What did he say? What did he say?
He will that people get their phones. And he will have an ask, but I am not so good with phones, so I don't know. We have to wait for. Okay, there. So you have to take the QR code if you want. Take the QR code, etc. What you must do, you know better than me. It is anonym. You need not to give your name. So we will have the test together where we are on our ways. The first question is, did you get sexual words and good words from your parents as a child? It is yes or no? No. The most 70, 38, etc. The most people have got words and good words from their parents. From what? Who told you about sexual things? Your parents or other people or your friends? Or school? So most people at school, you see, 35 and 32 from parents, etc. You can read it. 13% from a book, 6 from internet, but also sometimes from sex papers. Sometimes we got at school, at my school, we get for sex paper from our teachers. How was your experience with your education in sexual things? Was it facts or erotic or was it full of love? Most people, 44, says it were facts about sexuality. 46 and somebody erotic and love. And the last question was, what image... what image do you have and what thoughts do you have over sexuality? Love? You can write it yourself. Love? Fear? It is a gift of God. Something very expensive. it's very exciting. It gives... it's something for the marriage, in your marriage, etc., etc. No, I cannot read it so quick. It is beautiful. It feels good. It is excellent. It's a natural thing. And it's not always as God have thought it for us and will give it us to us. God have good things for us, also in sexual things, in your marriage, in your private things. He will be there, and you can go God's way. It is something emotional. In Genesis, God gives us the goal, go and fill the earth with people. If you want to know more, a book in the Bible is the Hooglied. So will you get it? Oh, is it in Ecclesiastic? Oh, I see. It is a song of love in the Bible. The sexuality is something that we can have together. We can honor the Lord as man and woman in our marriage. And then you... we'll get the rich things from God and His blessing. Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Yeah.
به اون احترام بذار. آنگاه انبارهای تو پر از پر و از وفور نعمت خواهد شد.
The Lord says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops, then your barns will be filled overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Also in your sexuality, give it to the Lord together. Pray the Lord together. Know that you are before the Lord together, and we will can also help each other as Christian people, as followers of Jesus Christ, that we can walk on His way, and that we have spiritual foundations. Please go to the Lord. Go to other people. Talk with each other. Also about your sexual needs. He will be with us also in your things, on sexual thing ways. Do not as Adam and Eve and go away from God also with this thing, but please stay with the Lord. Give it to Him. Speak with Him together. Jesus will hear peace, your goodness. When you will have sexual things with other people, that this all can also give your bad things, infections, etc. Be careful, that is a risk. There are girls who can be pregnant, and then what can I do now? What must I do? There is fear. Or there was an abortion or things, other things. Stay with the Lord in all your situations. Ask Him, and these things can happen, but stay with the Lord. Deal it, share it with the Lord, and get help from your brothers and sisters, from your parents, for your etc. God will you help you, and God is the might who goes over death and life. Go the way of God in all these things, and not what the way of the world is. God Himself is the way. He will give you the way of life in every circumstances. Go to Him. And you will give a peace that goes above your own things and own thoughts, a peace that you can't understand when you give all the things from your life to Him. Do it Monday, Thursday on your work, at school. Give all your thoughts and all your things to the Lord, that He knows your way of life. Focus your way on God. Even if you don't understand it, things what happens, go to God. 1 Corinthians 6. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. Do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received you from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. And that is possible. Also in your sexual behaviors. Go to God with all your sexual feelings. Give it to Him. And you will be healed also in this way of life. God will give you the best things also in your sexual life with each other, with your wife, with your girlfriend, etc., etc., and your friend. He will that you do these things together in a marriage when you are married and not before. That is good for your body, for your thoughts, for your feelings. Accept each other, trust the other, and trust above all the Lord, your Maker, your Creator. We know of all we know it is exciting, and it looks, but God will do good for us in all these things. We saw it in our answers that we know the facts, mostly of us. We know the facts, but to do the facts and to do the right way, that is another thing than to know the facts. And God will go with you on a spiritual life. When you do it without Him, you can get a depression, or you feel you're a dirty being, etc. Do not look to bad movies with bad sexuality. That people go to bed with everybody. That is not the way of God. God says not that this is you are a strong or a good boy, great boy or girl when you do that. No. God has an other way for you. It do not open the wrong doors. You know the facts. And when you do not these things, then you do the sexual wrong things without God, you feel you're bad. You feel bad things. Trust the Lord in everything. He will give you certainty. That is a certain way. Choose the good way. The way of the kingdom of God. Also, Adam and Eve, they could choose the good thing, the bad thing. They could trust the Lord. That is a choice from us. you can choose in everything. When the time comes there, you can choose the good way, the wrong way. Not the way of the world. You can choose the way of God. Do you trust Him? Do you trust the Lord? Also when you not understand His way, maybe you read the Bible and you read things about all these sexualities, about your crop and other feelings, and then God says other things, then you feel it and then you want it. What do you do then? You can choose again. You can choose God's way or the way of your feelings and thoughts. God knows, and God can do also go with you in your way. He wants that He is with you tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, next week, every day. Jesus says it, see, be, look, I will be with you every day. Until that you reach the goal. So you can tell everything to God that is built a relation with Him. Or when you do the wrong things, do you not tell it to the Lord? But will you have a relation with God and tell everything you do, everything you think, and when you do it, it gives you peace above your thinkings and your thoughts. That resolution will God give you. It is Jesus. Accept Him as your Savior, as your example of life, and trust Him. Trust the life of Jesus that He lived for you, His doing and His freedom. He will cleanse you, will help you, will heal you. He will wash away your sins. And you can give all your ways to God and tell Him your ways of living. A new car, a new house, or a new computer. Everything what you do, you tomorrow and you did yesterday, tell it to Him. And He will help you, give you His leading. Do you dare to walk with Jesus? When you trust Him, you can come to the goal that God has for your life. To come to your goal with God. He has a goal, a plan for your lives. And then you can give your life, everything from your life to Him. That is everything. And your whole life will be His life. And He will give you everything you need. He gives fully everything. But you have to choose. And when you do it, you will be thankful and God will give you. So you can come to the goal that God has for your life. And that can be difficult in the world. You can meet other people that declare you for idiot, etc., and will give you pressure. But listen to God and open the door to that life, and he will come in your life, in your heart. We will live with the Holy Spirit, and you will become a temple of the Holy Spirit, and you can share everything with him, and he will share you his life with you. But do it. Do it. And the more you do it, you get a relation with God, and your life will be a life of God, and it will be seen by your friends, by your parents, by your child, by the people in your environment. And they will look at it. It is an other world than the world. It is God world. It is a holy life. It is a clean life. A life of God. He longs for you, for all the things of your life. And he will lead you. And he has paid his life for it, for him. He is jealous. He longs after you with all your things, everything, because he loves you. He can be emotional about you. He feels your things, and he will help you. And if it is good, and when you can do it, and you do it, then you will be a friend of God. With a relation with him. And then says God, hey, come on, come with me. That is my goal, that you walk with me and that you come to me in my kingdom, just as Henoch. He walked with God and God said, come to me. Maybe you have chosen for God. And have you choose for him, then it is okay. You have hope, you have love, and you he takes you, he took you from out of the world. And what will you give of Lord? Is your life an offering for God? And for you, Lord, is your life an offering to God? Your body, your thinkings, your things you have, your car, your everything, your house, your man, your wife, is it from God? Your children. Everything, you can give it to God. Hebrews 11, 9, verse 14. And 10, verse 22, that you will be cleansed in all your life. Is your life an offering for God? And your Lord. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through an eternal, the blood of Christ, who through offered himself unblemished to God, he will cleanse you, your and our consciences from acts that lead to this, so that we may be serve the living God. Be holy, because I am holy, says the Lord. You are holy in Christ. Our spirit will be one with God, but my heart and my speakings, my words, my acts, they need to be holied by God, cleansed by Lord, and I will be holy for him. And 1 John 9, in 1 John 1 verse 9, God is trustful and God will cleanse us from every sin. 1 John 1 verse 9. We need it, everything. Dear friends, I am not writing a new command, but an old one which you have had since the beginning. Since the beginning. Anyone who claims to be in the light and but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whosoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him that make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness. Yes. God will cleanse our from sins. Walk in the light. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us for our sins and purify us from all the unrighteousness. That can we do. And he will cleanse us from all our sins. Go to him. He is faithful. That is the action we can do. We can write things who are between us and God. We can write it down and give it to God and read it and say it. Write it down. Fill it and write it on a paper and bring it to God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. His blood is cleansing us every day, every time. If we walk in the light, he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sins. Come to him. Write down what will I do? How will I change my life for God? Plan it and write it down for God and say, Lord, I will do this and this with your help. Trusting you that you will do it by the Holy Spirit in me. As you say, I follow Jesus, he will give you his Holy Spirit. You will be the temple of his Spirit when you give your life to God. He does not want that somebody will be a loser, but he will be that we get everlasting life. We know that God is not changing his word, his will. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He will come with his Holy Spirit in our hearts and call to him, and he will give you an answer. He will give his Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 33, read it. 31. You can trust the Lord, He will do it. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. That is what the Lord of Israel says. Jeremiah 33. Read it. What will you do in another way to reach the goal of God? That is the only way is to give your life to the Lord. Do you dare it? You need not to say to God that you will be a better life, but you will give your life to God, and God will give His Holy Spirit, and He will cleanse you by the blood of Jesus. And if you will make it so, then you can stand up, and together we will go to the Lord. You do not do it for your neighbor or for the preacher or for somebody else. You do it for the Lord. That is the goal. I will trust the Lord in everything, in my thoughts, in my seeing, in my acts, in my speaking, in my words, and I will have my food in His word, the Bible. That is my food. And I choose that I will give my body, my whole me, myself to Him. I will speak with Him, pray to Him. Every day I will learn from Him. I will live with Him and for Him. I will start the day and I end the day with the Lord. Yeah, I promise to read the Bible every day, to do what the Bible says, the Word of God, to be obedient to the words. And I promise, when I don't understand this, it in my situation, that I get help and ask help from God or from my brother or sister, my father or brother or family, and when it will not have success, I ask help for that, and God will give it. We will be a powerful body of Christ on this earth. Amen.